Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Southern rock coming at you there. That's 38 special. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and it's the only one like it in the world. And we're glad you hang out with us. And by the way, it's just you and me still. Another segment. I've got a couple of things I want to talk about. Before I do, I want to mention my websites. I hope you'll check them out. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can find the newsletter there. It comes every Sunday afternoon by email. We haven't missed an edition in over 20 years. It'll come by email, and you'll get an article, actually two articles, a longer one and a shorter one. And there's a poll there every week. We have a new poll, and we give you the results of the last poll. We have a book review there. We have what I think are the most interesting segments from the previous week in there that you can listen to, you can stream, you can download. The upcoming show schedule for the coming week is in the newsletter. You can see who's coming up. So it's pretty interesting. And if you subscribe, then we'll send it to you. And if you decide you don't like it, you can unsubscribe, and I'll never know. Don't forget to check out my books too at jimblasingame.com, including my new one, The Third Ingredient. 5 international awards that book has won. I don't mind telling you, I'm kind of proud of that. So. I want to talk some more about black swan. I was talking earlier about the concepts of a black swan and the events and the theory. And I was pointing out that in my opinion, we can no longer really say a black swan event is a surprise because there aren't too many things that surprise us anymore, right? I mean, we know a lot about, I guess there are some things that can happen. But we've contemplated a whole lot of stuff in our long history, we humans, and so it could shock us. I mean, you know, if the New Madrid Fault that runs along the Mississippi River, along Tennessee Missouri border there, if the New Madrid Fault quaked and split the United States in half, that would be a shock, but. It did that before. It did it once before, and caused the Mississippi River to run backwards for a while. So we couldn't be surprised, as if who would have ever thought of that? We know it exists. We know the New Madrid Fault exists. So, but the implications would be amazing. It would be probably catastrophic, right? So the implications of a black swan, the potential damage of that, the impact that could happen from something that happens very fast, very dramatic, maybe catastrophic. So I'm encouraging you in your small business to think about what I call the theory, what other people have called the black swan theory, meaning these are things that could happen that maybe you didn't see them coming. Maybe the truth is, who would prepare for some things? There are some things a small business owner just can't have. You can't prepare for everything, but you can prepare for something. Don't prepare for everything, but prepare for something. Meaning, it wouldn't matter to you what the thing was, what the black swan was that hit you. It could be a local thing. It could be an industry thing. It could be a regional thing. It could be a global thing, a national or a global thing, right? It could be a lot of different things, and as a small business, your position should be, well, I don't know what's coming, but it's probably going to be something. I'm going to be hit with something one of these days. We all are. It's not a matter of if. That's the theory. It's not a matter of if. It's a matter of when. So don't prepare for any particular black swan. Prepare for any kind of a black swan, and so that would make. That would mean that you would do things like not be too heavily in debt, where you're making giant payments every month. If your cash flow drops by 25%, then you can cut back certain things and still stay in business. What would you cut back? That part of your black swan contingency would be what would go first? What would be the thing would go first? As you're signing contracts, you would say, okay, do I really have to sign a three-year contract on this? Or could I sign a one-year contract? If I'm renewing a three-year contract, maybe you could tell the person, well, you know, how about if we just don't extend this thing 3 years? I mean, I'm just giving examples. I love three-year contracts. I love five-year contracts, no question. But you might say something like that would give you some, especially if it was something that was not essential to your business that you could do without. If something happened to customers and cash flow, it'd be something you could do without. Well, the contingency, that's your response, being financially strong and having a contingency plan laid out so that when it happens, you don't wait a year to take action. You don't wait 6 months to take action. You don't even wait 3 months to take action. You take action when you realize it's really happening. Financially strong balance sheet, improve your cash flow, tighten up your collections with customers, expand your customer base. Those are all contingencies that will help you weather whatever the next big black bird is that comes at you or that comes at us. Your grandmother would have called it a rainy day fund, right? Put it away for a rainy day. It's that kind of thing. We can't know what the next black swan will be, but we do know that it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. 29 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.